Tensions appear to have eased between Jordan's King Abdullah II and his half-brother Prince Hamza days after the prince was accused of involvement in an attempt to destabilize the kingdom. The assessment came after a meeting Monday between Abdullah's paternal uncle Hassan and Hamza. Also in attendance for the mediation was Hamza's brother Hashem and three of their cousins. Hamza later issued a signed statement. It said, and I quote, "In light of the developments of the past 2 days, I put myself at the disposal of His Majesty the King." The prince added he would remain loyal to the king and to Jordan's constitution. Earlier in the day, Hamza struck a defiant tone, saying he would not stay at home despite what he said was a government order for him to do so. He also said he would not stop communicating with the outside world. Officials in Jordan had accused Hamza of a malicious plot against the government. Hamza denies involvement, saying he's being targeted for speaking out against corruption and ineffective governance. At least 14 people have been arrested in connection with the alleged conspiracy. Top Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee on Monday proposed major shifts in former President Donald Trump's 2017 tax reforms to eliminate what they say are incentives for companies to move operations overseas and shift profits to tax haven countries. The plan parallels some of the corporate tax hike proposals announced last week by President Joe Biden to finance $2 trillion in U.S. infrastructure investment. The senators are targeting provisions in a law that governs how companies' foreign income is taxed. The Democratic plan would not repeal those taxes, but modify them to move them closer to the main corporate rate. The plan would also create new incentives for investment in jobs in the United States. The proposal will likely face strong opposition from Republicans who've criticized Mr. Biden's plans to roll back their party's Trump-era legislative achievement as putting U.S. companies at a competitive disadvantage. It could pass with only Democratic votes as part of Biden's larger infrastructure plan, but this would require all 50 Senate Democrats to support it. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.